Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell and I am your host. This guy, the big guy, is back. He's fresh off of his week visiting, you know, the motherland. He had to go and make sure that the bishops were cool with him using the power and the electricity, you know, make sure his schooling was on point for them. You know, I think he had to build a barn or something, you know, to pay for his sins or whatnot. But Jason Bruno's back. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, man. But you forgot the most important part of that whole thing.
Oh yeah. You're like, your picture's in a museum or something.
I'm
like that.
Famous now, motherfucker. Yeah, famous. I am immortalized forever.
I mean, we're all immortalized. I mean, we're immortalized on this podcast.
On when I die.
I think we're all of our names will live on after we die.
Not like mine.
Okay. And congrats on that. Congrats on that. I'm happy for you. Was that Clown College Museum?
No, man, it was for my.
We didn't specify like all of our thousands of watchers or viewers. How are they going to know what museum?
I was in the Massachusetts Army National Guard Museum, and my picture was featured on the War on Terror because you know, I did my thing over there.
Yeah. We appreciate that. Yeah,
that was it. Just my picture, my name, my rank, and where I was stationed over there was in a museum. It was pretty cool. It was pretty surreal, to be honest.
So did anybody ask to take a picture with you?
Yes, they did. The curator of the museum took a picture with me.
There you go. It's all that counts. Or all that matters, yep. I guess, right? Yep. Oh, man. Shoot, I'm trying to find.
So how are you doing, man? You doing all right?
I'm good. I'm just trying to find our thing so I can see who's commenting here and whatnot.
Whoop whoop, Brenda.
Brenda's on with the whoop whoops.
Josh Brofman.
Hey, Josh is here. Sweet. Joe's here too. Kimball. It's always good to have a Kimball around. So yeah, man. No, everything's Walt's here. shit's going downhill. No, everything's been good, man. You know, just working on the podcast stuff. I got a cool T-shirt idea for SEMA.
Gonna be dope.
Yeah, it is. Working on that Aquatech thing, trying to make some bones over there, you know. And then working in the shop, so. You know,
yeah, I'll tell you what, Aquatech's starting to gain some traction right now.
Just a little bit. We will be, for anybody who's interested, Jen and I will be on the Road FS podcast tomorrow at noon Eastern time, 10 Central time, I think it is. Mm-hmm. If you want to check me and Jen out over there. All right, let's jump into this, man, because we've got a good one tonight. We've got a really great guest, and I'm excited to kind of do some learning tonight, you know?
We're going to learn today.
We are going to learn today. So the detailsolutionspodcast.com, best website. I mean, do I need to say it all the time? Best website in the industry. Has the links to where you can find all of our stuff. It has the preferred vendor page where, you know, we have all these awesome manufacturers and awesome, I just got confused by this long ass post that somebody put. We already got hacked. We've already hacked.
What the hell, yo?
Yeah. Jesus, dude. Where's that?
How do you even pronounce that name? Nafisa Aliyu. We have hacked by this fuck.
Yeah.
Well, we're not hacked, but you know, how did they get in a private fucking group? First of all, right? Oh, are you on your page too?
Yeah,
or it's the public page.
It's the group. Out. Yeah, it's the public page. I just blocked them. Okay, so preferred vendors. Those are the awesome people that take care of us. They gave us a cool coupon code so that you guys can go to their website, buy some awesome product, use the code to save you a little bit of money. And then they're going to spend some money with us, and we're going to give you that funny for that hashtag money, money, funny. And then we have the merch store. Keep an eye out on the merch store, because when we do get the SEMA shirt, that's where the SEMA shirt's going to be sold. So if you want to get the SEMA shirt, I'll give you a hint. It has King Kong in it.
It's like it's a mascot.
To go with the theme, exactly. So that'll be there. We are live on YouTube. So what I've decided, Jason, I think we're going to do is just do live on YouTube, and then we can still upload the video. So at least if anybody does watch us on YouTube, they can watch it live, and then we'll upload it as a video later. So it has a better chance with the thumbnail and everything like that. Oh, so
sounds so good.
The Detail Solutions Podcast is our channel over there. The TikTok. So TikTok, we are 813. I think we're getting there. We're almost 1,000 where we can start going live. So if you want to follow us on TikTok, that's the Detail Solutions Pod. It'd be great if you go over there and follow us. We'd really appreciate it. We don't post much, but we just want the followers. And then if you would like to be on the show, please email us at detailsolutionspodcast@gmail.com. I had a gentleman message me just the other day, so I emailed him back and see if we can't get him scheduled on the show. And then the usual, right? Like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button anywhere that you're listening to us, anywhere you're watching us. Please go leave us a review. That's the important part. So since we've already been hacked, that's what tonight's topic is about. And most of you guys know our guest, Jonathan Michael Monson. He's going to be on with us right after this commercial break, because he has a very interesting story about being hacked. So we'll be right back.
So tell us about your little wheelie journey you had yesterday. How'd that go on the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair. A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite like the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
A lot of guys were generally trying out, going, huh, these things are cool. But it was good fun, especially on this floor. Like, this is a legit carpet, and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
Get in its stride. Yeah, well done. It's a cool chair. I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very.
Yeah. So do you think retailers should invest in a Viper chair?
You know what? My name's Alan Medcraft, and I would say go buy Viper.
Make sure to go to viperindustrial.com and at checkout, use the code DSP to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon, so whatever Viper's giving you off, get another $25 as well.
Do you own a detailing business but want to improve your success online? Or are you just starting out but not even sure where to begin? Let Detailers Roadmap guide you down the road to success. Detailers Roadmap is an all-in-one web solution for your auto detailing business. A custom website designed to help you attract and retain customers without breaking the bank. We'll write and design your website from start to finish and provide ongoing support to ensure it's working great for you. Our custom website packages include everything you need to succeed online. And with our local SEO services, we'll make sure your business gets noticed by customers in your area. So why wait? It's time to take your auto detailing business to the next level with an all-in-one website solution from Detailers Roadmap. Visit detailersroadmap.com to get started today.
And we're back. Real quick before we introduce Jonathan, Jonathan Blazer, we do not have a special code for MTE yet. I'm waiting on Sheldon. We should have him probably on the show sometime soon, because MTE registration should be coming in soon. And I'm sure he will have us code then. So just keep an eye out. But on to our guest, Jonathan. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing excellent. How are you?
You know, we're here. We're having a podcast, having some fun. We're getting blitzed by the AI bots because we put hacked in our thing. So I'm going to have to keep deleting, or not deleting them, but blocking them as they pop up. But so hacked. Right? What's going on with that? For anybody who doesn't know or doesn't follow you on social media or TikTok, at least you've got the mother of all hacks, I believe, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. We got it deep. And just to before we get into it, I wanted to share there's actual software that will read posts and auto comment. So that's what you're getting because we put the word hacked in there. You know, I found this out the hard way. Posted it on our page when we were letting our customers know, and it exploded with bots.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. People over. But yeah, no, I didn't get hacked once. I got hacked twice.
Nice. Third time's a charm.
What's that?
No, third time's don't a say charm. That.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
No.
Look at this. I almost went full gray from it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we're on week 9 now, and I still don't have everything back to normal. I have access and everything, and I'm getting paid again. But that's part of the reason why it was so bad is I'm monetized.
Take it all the way back to the beginning. Like, how did this start? How did you know that you were hacked? Like, what happened?
Thoughts and feelings.
I'm very active on the social. That's what I do for the company. So I woke up in the morning. It was like 4:30 in the morning, and I opened my email, and I had 6 emails that were in succession. You know, you added so and so to your personal profile. You added their email. You removed your email. You changed your password. You added so and so to Dirty to Dreamy. You removed yourself from Dirty to Dreamy. You added an admin. And then you change your password on all of this, right? So it was like it was like 6 or 7 emails, and all of it went down literally in like 7 minutes because the emails, you know, give you timestamps.
Yeah,
I went to log in, and that was it. I lost it all. Wow. Access to every piece of anything that's Facebook, which is also connected to Instagram. Luckily, the password on Instagram was different, so they didn't gain access to that.
Okay,
but that was like the beginning. So what these folks do is, and we've dealt with this before in our network, Shelby, I'm going to butcher her last name. It's L-A-G-E, which I think is Lage.
Okay.
She got hacked, and they start running ads on your ads account and basically use your credit cards. And then when those fail, they start putting fraudulent cards in there. She got over $100,000 in ad spend on her account.
Holy shit.
So that's what they do. They go in, they steal your ads account, they steal your page, and they start running ads. And it's dumb. Like they ran swimsuit ads on my page, which people fall for it though.
Right.
And they use false credit cards. So what happens is they started getting dinged for the credit cards because I canceled all my cards. And then they started like looking through the page at day 4, and they realized I was monetized. So then they added themselves to my monetization, started stealing other people's content, and then posting it with my brand logo on it.
Oh.
My followers started to notice it. So my followers started calling all these businesses because they thought those were the businesses that hacked my page, giving them 1-star reviews and threatening to hurt them.
Oh, geez.
So I was getting calls for about 4 days straight until finally we started to get traction and gain things back of detailers saying, hey, dude, can you make this stop? And I'm like, I get over 10 million views a month. I can't private message 10 million people and say, please don't attack this person. Like, I don't know what to tell you. And then they started giving 1-star Google reviews to those companies. And I was like, I make it stop.
Yeah. Jesus.
But it was deep. And I explained it to like my guys at work. And I'm like, I feel like this isn't like malicious intent by somebody I know. This is an operation in like Hong Kong that has like 60 employees, and this is what they do for a living. Mm-hmm. And that was just the beginning. I finally got the page back, which I'll talk about. I actually made an outline to tell people, you know, their accounts, gain their accounts back, secrets on how to do that kind of stuff. But I gained everything back and then lost it again. And it was like 5 weeks later that I had lost it. I was on a call with my accountant and literally just saw a notification on my phone, went to open Facebook, and I was disconnected from Facebook. So I log into my email, and within 5 minutes, they got everything again. So what we found out is they actually got through via my computer. They were in my home computer.
What the hell?
Jeez.
So, lots to talk about when it comes to how it happened, why it happened, how to stop it. I mean, we can start with your questions, then I can go through my outline.
I mean, let's just start. I mean, so you said, how did it happen and why did it happen? So, I mean, maybe let's start there. Like, how does it happen and why were you targeted? You know, I mean, you would think sometimes, like, as a detail company, maybe you're pretty safe, like, right? Like, who's going to hack a detail company? So, you know, maybe there, like, the how and the why, you know, so, that can happen to you.
Not to like be all gloom and doom, but our industry is the one that's being targeted right now. I don't know if somebody just spins a wheel in the office and goes, what industry are we going to target? But with the research and the things that I've been doing to try to protect us and obviously our certified detailers, I share this stuff. And I found a page that within 2 hours had sent a false message to, it was like 120 detailers.
Oh, wow.
And they're all posted on the page. So there's several ways that they do it. And they didn't catch me through all the normal means, right? They'll make a Facebook page, which I don't even know why this is a thing, but you can make a Facebook page that's named like Meta Security. So when you get a notification on your phone, it says Meta Security. And then under the notification has just the beginning of the post. And the beginning of the post is like, you know, you've been banned or something on your profile was deleted. And then you go over and you realize it's just a post and it's a scammer. And then there's a link to it. There was like 120 of those on this particular page, all the same exact link, which is obviously it's fake at that point. I mean, you know, just because of the page. Facebook will never do that.
Yeah. They'll
never send you a notification. So that's one way they hack you. The other way is obviously malicious links. They'll tag you in weird stuff or they'll get in your comments and say, hey, click this, go check this out. But how they got me is they tried to go after my account. My account, and this isn't a brag, we get 4 to 7 million views a month just on Facebook. It's a good page to hack. I think that's the only reason why we were targeted. But it doesn't matter that part because they just want access to the ads account to sell stuff for no reason. It doesn't matter if you have 100 followers or 200 followers. They're going to rack up a $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 bill putting ads out there to sell stuff that they don't really ever really in ship. You know, they sell swimsuits, and I guarantee nobody got any swimsuits out of those ads. So they start trying to hack my Facebook because they got my email. They didn't get in my email. They just knew my email because it was publicly listed. And this is one of the first tips is don't make the email that you log into your Facebook the same email as your company. So like info@dirtytodreamy, that shouldn't be your login for Facebook. You need to have a separate account completely that no one knows. They tried to change the password several times and get in that account. So eventually Facebook was like, hey, somebody's trying to mess with your stuff. Started sending me emails, change your password. So I'm clicking the link, changing my password 2 times a day for 7 weeks before they ever even got the first hack. I think that's the setup. Then they send an email that looks exactly like the same email, takes you to a landing page that looks exactly like the landing page to change your password. When you click that button, you change your password, it downloads the malware on your computer. And that's how they got my password and got in the first time. The malware gives them access to your email, but it has to be up on the screen. They can't control my screen, right?
Right.
So they were able to see the two-factor authentication code in my email without ever getting into my email just because they could see my screen. And that's how they got me the first time. Second time, I was on the same exact computer. And it said, when it all happened, I looked and it said, you changed your password from this computer 12 minutes ago. And I'm like, no, I didn't. Crap. And then I look in the email and I had those same 6 emails. You know, you added this person, you deleted your email, you added this email. And of course, I screamed some obscenities and Andrew came in and was like, what's going on? And I'm like, somehow I got hacked again, despite all the securities we put in place.
Right, right.
So that's how it happened.
Jeez. So let me.
What effect did it have on your business besides the fact that other details got affected by, you know, the low ratings that they were getting? Like, did it financially affect you? And like, how hard did it do it?
So I monetized on Facebook. I had $3,000 that I was supposed to get paid out that I didn't get, which hopefully I'll get this month. You know, and in theory, it rolls over because they weren't able to get it. It only pays out every 30 days. They only had the account for 2 weeks. So thankfully, they put all their bank information in there, though, which is like, why can't Facebook have a police report on this? Take that bank information, turn it in. But they don't care. Facebook doesn't care. That's like one of my first tips to help people. It's part of the list. But the business, I had no idea how much we were pulling from Facebook. I mean, we did Facebook ads, which we'd close like 7 to 10% of those leads. They were more like long-term things. You just keep following up with people. But when the page went down and started going wacky with weird content, my phone stopped ringing. So it was only leads coming from Google and SEO at that point, and it hurt. We had to adapt really quick. We pulled it off somehow. You know, we do typical month for us is like 68 to 72,000. The month we got hacked, we did 77. So we still pulled off a freaking miracle, but it wasn't in the beginning of the month. It was at the end of the month.
Gotcha.
Because we just adapted. We tapped into our network. One of the things I actually wanted to share is like strengthen your network 100%. Because if this stuff happens, you got to lean on your people.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing.
So my question is, did you take that computer out to a park somewhere and put on Ghetto Boys still and just curb stomp it like Office Space?
I want to. We nuked it. We completely wiped the computer. And as I was talking to my guy that's now my IT guy, I was like, so can I bash this in with a hammer or like what should I do with it? And he's like, yeah, you may want to save it just in case we ever do like a police report and you do want some kind of evidence because the software could still be on there. And I'm like, yeah, but is anyone really going to go after these people? They're probably in Hong Kong. Can I just one hit with a hammer? He's like, no, you
can't. It's either that or the Middle East. I love watching that one guy on TikTok. I don't know his name, but like the hacker guy that goes Ryan. And hacks the hackers and like he can get into like the camera system. In where they're at and everything, so that's who you should have called.
He's a fucking hero.
Yeah,
I actually I started following all those guys, and I commented on several of his lives. He gave me some advice.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, his stuff's pretty awesome. So that was kind of the how. I mean, was there any real reason for the why other than you know it was just you know
easy.
Maybe.
It was easy for him, probably, honestly. I mean, I'll be honest with you. A lot of, and I'm very guilty of this, too. Like, I'm surprised my account's not hacked. But, honestly, there's nothing to really hack. So, but, like, a lot of details probably just don't think about that stuff. So, you know, they're pretty nonchalant with it. So, that makes it an easier target.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's- okay. So, what else on your outline you got?
I'll start at the beginning. You just interrupt when you got questions.
Yeah, no.
So I have three bullet points, right? One, two, three. How to avoid being hacked the first, how to set yourself up to handle a hack, and then how to handle a hack after being hacked.
Okay.
Anybody that watches this podcast, if you get hacked, it's your own fault at this point.
Yeah.
So the first thing is two-factor authenticator app, not text. To your phone and not to your email. Definitely not to your email. They make apps that have rolling codes that change every 60 seconds. Set that up. You can set it up in Facebook and you can set it up for most social media platforms now. So definitely set that up. Avoid email links completely. I like to say I'm smart, you know, and I do most of the social media and the computer stuff, and they still got me. And after they got me, I got like hyper focused on looking at this stuff and even saw like they'll send PayPal links, like PayPal invoices that look exactly the same as PayPal that have the paragraphs underneath that say, if this looks suspicious, click this link and report it to PayPal. And you're like,
sons of bitches.
And every one of those is a bad link. It's taking you to somewhere that's going to take your information. So click nothing in your email. If you can't go direct to the source and figure out what's going on, just don't. Third piece, stop doing business with people that have poor security practices. Jason.
Yep. That's fine.
That's not hard.
Jason, you're out. You're
look,
out.
I'll send you a fax, dude. We'll do shit through a fax machine. Okay.
Well, it's like, you know, people that still use paper checks. I have this argument all the time. Like that's your entire account right at the bottom of that check.
Yeah.
What are you doing? It's 2023. Somebody's going to take that. It's going to end up on the dark web and everybody's going to have a blast with your money. And banks are, thank God when I was hacked, everything is credit card. American Express, by the way, shout out. Like they were the easiest to deal with. They fought every charge that happened. Had no problems at all. Got new cards overnighted. So I was able to get my marketing back up. So if you're not with American Express, like totally great place to be. Capital One, not so great. Took them 14 days to get me a card replacement. So wow. I don't use that card
anymore. You got to call Samuel Jackson, man. He's the guy.
He's the
motherfucking guy.
Where's my motherfucking card?
And then next point here, I've got set up your Dashlane or an app security that has password, right? So Dashlane is an app that's been around for a while that'll store your passwords, generate passwords for you that are just completely obnoxious, up to like 40, 60 characters. They're all weird numbers and stuff. And it'll store everything for you. But there's also an option in that to look on the dark web to see what kind of information is already out there about you, which is pretty cool. Because if you know what information is out there, you can change that information, especially if it's like emails and stuff. So definitely set up a password app and don't use your typical, like, I love my mom too, as a password. Like, have real passwords. So that was like the scariest part for me, because the password that they used to get into my Facebook was the password for like 20 other things. So, you know, you go on panic mode and change all your passwords. So that's the next point, is use different passwords for everything.
I think me and Alex need to do that when we get off of this podcast, because I know some of the passwords to the accounts and they're all the same.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. When you give your employee access to like an email and he's got that password, and you're like, that's the same password as my bank account. I have the two-factor on my bank account. He'll never get that. And then you go through this and you're like, wow, they got past two-factor and everything. So different passwords for everything. That's the only thing that saved the Instagram, by the way. They were able to post on the Facebook and cause all sorts of problems, but they couldn't post on the Instagram. It was cross-posting, and I could still delete them. So I still had power on my Instagram. Next point, log out of everything when you leave a computer. Don't leave anything up on the computer. If you're working, you're just walking out of the shop, walking back, no big deal. But if you leave and come back and you leave all your emails logged in, all your Facebook, everything logged in, like, you're asking for trouble. Especially through like wireless networks that you allow customers to have access to and things like that. Mm-hmm. It's just a no-no. Next point, be aware of what information you have publicly already. That's the Dashlane app I was telling you about. Most apps that are security apps, you can actually look to see what's on the dark web about you, which is, it's a wild journey. You start going down that rabbit hole, and I won't get into the conspiracies of all that, but they're literally a social security number away from taking everything that's me.
Wow.
Because they gained access to that stuff. And at this point, they have access to stuff I can't get rid of. So it's a scary place to be. Next point, have multiple admins on your business pages. So we had three, and they got rid of three in seconds. So I say four or more admins. With those four admins, you got to have like a code word, so that when something happens, you send a text out and they know. I got to, even if I'm at dinner with family, like, I need to drop what I'm doing. I need to try and get in here.
Right.
So that's one of the things that we've put in place with ours, is I'm admin, Andrew's admin. I have a backup profile that's an admin. I have Hunter, who does our marketing, who's an admin. And then we're going to add one more admin. We have to figure out who we're going to add, though. You really got to trust people to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it goes without saying, every admin that you add to your page, they need a two-factor authentication app. Like, don't add an admin that has a password that's I love Facebook too. You know, add an admin that takes it just as serious as you do, because this stuff is real. And the problem is, it's your name. You know, whatever they post out there, I had a guy went nuts, sent me a message and was like, I'm really disappointed in you. The stuff you're posting, like, you're using the wrong techniques. I was following your page because I loved you guys, and I've used you for service several times. And now I'm thinking that I really need to recheck everything and make sure everything was done right, because of da 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 da. And was like going to do chargebacks on his credit cards and shit. I'm like, the page was hacked. Like, chill out. And I didn't even see these messages because I didn't have access to the page.
Right. Yeah.
After that, but I, you know, this guy's threatening doing chargebacks and stuff. Thankfully, all my followers jumped into the comments and were like, hey, the page is hacked. And eventually he saw it. Then he started going after the hackers. And he's one of the guys that called and basically harassed Dave's Auto Detail was one of them. He's a mobile guy. Harassed him and threatened him, said he was going to come down and find him. It got wild. It was a fun ride. So that's how to stop it from happening in the first place.
Like, That's wild that all these people came to your defense, man. Like, I don't know whether to be like I wouldn't know if I would feel appreciated of it, or it's like, dude, calm the fuck down and or laugh at it. You know what I mean? Like,
there's a moment of I have almighty power, and then there's the moment of this is kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Because I didn't ask them to do that. I didn't say, hey, attack this guy. And it makes me wonder, what if I did?
Oh, dude, it probably would have been all times worse. They probably would have burned down the building.
Right?
It's like you saw what happened when I didn't ask them to do it. Yeah. If I did ask them to do it.
Yeah, so just know you guys have been warned.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, listen, before you jump into the next spot, let's take a commercial break real quick, and then we'll come back and let you go to the next bullet points, because this we all might need to calm down a little bit. This is getting crazy. So we'll be right back.
If you have not yet tried Oberg's new APS soap, now is your chance to receive 15% off by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. Oberg's new all-purpose soap is perfect for all your exterior washing needs. This unique formula combines plant-based cleaning power that is effective and versatile. Whether you are mobile washing or maintaining a ceramic-coated vehicle, APS soap works quickly and rinses easily. This super concentrated formula can also be used on really tough bugs and is very effective in dirty door jams. To find out more, please visit oberkcarcare.com.
Attention detail shop owners, say goodbye to the hassle of multiple orders from all different suppliers. Car Supplies Warehouse is here to revolutionize your shopping experience. We have created a comprehensive online platform where you can find everything you need all in one place. We are constantly expanding our product range, adding new supplies, tools, and equipment. Our goal is to make Car Supplies Warehouse your ultimate one-stop shopping destination. And we don't just stop at providing top quality products. We understand that knowledge is crucial for running a successful business. This is why we offer over 100 online videos specifically tailored to educate and empower businesses like yours. So grow your skills and run a successful business with our online training courses. We take our commitment to education even further by providing in-person training classes. Our expert instructors will guide you through hands-on sessions, sharing their wealth of knowledge and helping you take your shop to new heights. We also have an awesome discount program that ties everything together really nice. Enjoy exclusive benefits and saving as a Car Supplies Warehouse member. Join DetailWise Pro under the Save and Learn tab on our website, carsupplieswarehouse.com, and experience the advantages firsthand. And for a limited time only, we are offering a special deal just for Detail Solutions podcast listeners. Sign up for DetailWise Pro using code PRO30, and you're going to enjoy 30 days of free access and free discounts. There's no obligation. You can cancel anytime. So come discover what you've been missing.
We're back. Let's hear some more craziness. What else you got?
Youth Pastor Ryan. Somebody asked, "What's the guy on social that does the hacking stuff?" Youth Pastor Ryan. Dude's hilarious. So you want me to just jump right into it?
Yeah.
Okay, craziness.
I want to hear what you did, how you went through it, and all that stuff. And then, like I said, I mean, Jason and I can just chime in wherever.
This is where it gets good, because I expect to hear I actually got Facebook on the phone 3 times.
Okay.
Like,
that's impressive. I feel
like
that's
resume. How? Like, I didn't even think they had phones. I didn't think they had phone numbers.
Three times, dude.
3 times. I mean, out of 28 days, but 3 of those days, I actually succeeded. That's like resume material, I swear.
You're somebody who must know somebody to get that.
Yeah. So funny you say that, because how to set yourself up to easily handle a hack. The first point is know somebody in Facebook. This comes into business acumen. When somebody comes into your service center or buys something from you or your mobile, like, find out what they do for work.
Yeah.
If they work at Facebook or work in social media at all, do this shit for free. Straight up. do it for free and connect with that person on a different level, because I had two people in Facebook, and that's the only reason why I believe I got my stuff back. It took a lot to get that stuff back too. It was weeks of just painstaking daily work. So know somebody in Facebook. The second point I have is when you set up your authenticator apps, it'll give you backup codes. So if you don't have your app, or if you throw your phone in the ocean, you can't use the authenticator anymore. You can't get that anywhere else. You can't get it on the computer. So every one of those things that you set up on the authenticator will give you backup codes. Save those. Those backup codes are good if you got hacked. So if somebody gets into your stuff and you enter your password and you're like, hey, no, you changed your password 5 minutes ago, you can enter that code and recover your account.
Okay.
So definitely set that stuff up and print it up, put it in a file. Don't save it on a computer. My IT guy's like, print it, put it in a file, lock it in your house. I'm like, okay.
Write it on a damn note. Put it on your wall.
Yeah. Well, don't put it on your wall, but that reminds me of the
see it on the wall.
That reminds me of the commercial.
What are you coming in my motherfucking house?
You remember that commercial with all the light, the pictures on the wall?
Yeah.
I unfriend you. That's not how this works.
Yeah.
That's not how any of this works.
Yeah.
have multiple sources of marketing and revenue generation. So this is hugely important, because if you're on Facebook and you're generating leads from Facebook and it's a good source of leads for you, that can't be the only source. Like we quite literally would have been deep into our emergency fund if we hadn't had Google, SEO, network marketing. Jeffrey Gittimer writes some fantastic books on sales and network marketing. Read them. He's got a black book that the title's just way too long to remember, but it's on network marketing. It's phenomenal. I highly recommend reading that. Build your network. Your network will get you through these kind of hardships. Have an emergency fund is my next point. I had to dig into my emergency fund to get marketing out there, because I wasn't gonna let this take us down. I refused to not hit the numbers that I want to hit. So I was like, screw it. Put, I don't care, $500 a day on Google. I don't even care. Just do it. So having a more emergency response phrase is actually, I mentioned that when you add admins to your page, so that when this stuff happens, you can recover quickly, because at least somebody will hopefully be able to recover it, especially if you have four, because it takes longer to remove those emails. Have a backup marketing plan. Don't rely just on social media. And then the last point I have, which I've repeated several times, is strengthen the heck out of your network. My network, so we got the page back, and I was able to post and stuff. And the funny thing is, it was weird. I didn't actually gain admin access, because they took me off as an admin. But because they wanted to monetize the page, they couldn't take me fully off the page because I'm monetized. That's how monetization works. It's the person that posts.
Right.
So if I have five people posting and all those posts are going viral, everybody gets paid different. Mm-hmm. They get paid off of their monetization. So I still had access to financials, which gave me access. And this is the beauty of Facebook, is they don't have their shit together. So your app and your computer and your business suite will be all different. Mm-hmm. They'll say different things, especially when you're going through this, they won't all align. So on my app on my phone, I had admin access, but couldn't remove emails, but could remove profiles. So I was able to take the profiles off that were posting all the crap and save that part of the page, but still didn't have the page. On the computer, I had nothing. I could see the page and look at it only because I was the monetized person on the page.
Right.
I was able to get into the account and remove their bank accounts, put mine back in hopes to save that month's pay, which didn't work. If you change an account, Facebook, it takes 30 days for it to take effect. So that kind of sucked. But I still hadn't gained back. I didn't gain back admin access for another, I think it was a week. And the only reason why I got that fixed is because I know somebody that works in Meta. And then I also have a friend who works in, what is it, Stitch? It's some kind of, it's online gaming where you stream.
Twitch.
Twitch.
Yeah.
Twitch. Twitch, whatever.
Yeah.
These youngins.
Yeah.
These youngins and their games.
Yeah.
But she actually works in the security department there. And one of the people that work for her, this is what they do. They recover accounts that have been hacked.
Okay.
She used to work at Facebook recovering accounts. So she messaged her friends and was like, hey, this guy, I mean, you're not important unless you're the White House or GM. There's only like three accounts that Facebook really focuses on.
Right.
And it's the ones that spend the most amount of money and have the most the lead generation, right? So that's how I got the page back. And even still, I still, my ads account, there's nine different accounts on it. A whole bunch of money that was spent. They spent 23 grand. And you can see the conversions too. And I could see their landing page, which I went to I can't remember what you call it, but it's like Google Chrome dark or whatever. So you're off the main. I sound like an idiot because I don't know this stuff, but,
but you're dealing with
incognito. Incognito is what it's called. But I went to their page, and the cheapest item they sell is $75, the item they sell, right? And they had 363 conversions. So you figure they wasted 22 grand of somebody else's money on credit cards, made at least 23 grand off of their ad spend, and they never shipped anything. So that's the scam. That's where they make the money. And that's how to easily handle the hack. Knowing somebody was huge. I can't say that enough.
Well, next time you need to call Jason here. I mean, he is in a museum, you know, immortalized for life. He's a somebody. So
I don't know how much that is going to weigh.
I was just trying to bring back your
my moment.
Yeah, your moment.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Very nice, man.
I'm trying to inject a little funny. It failed. Okay. No.
We can still, you know, hey. I mean, give me a call. Like, hey, you know, I'm in a fucking museum, guy. Help my friend out.
Well, and funny story. My dad is military. A lot of my family's military. And when I called my dad and told this to him, like, this is deep. It's like an organization that this is. My dad goes, There's no chance that we could figure out who did this, is there? I was like, Dad, we're not going to go kill them. Like, that's not a thing. We're not going to be able to do that. He's like,
where the fuck they at, huh?
He's like, there's not even one chance because I'm retired. Like, no, Dad. Awesome. There's no way.
That's awesome. Are you sure? Like, you 100% sure? Well, I want to make sure that we're okay. You know,
you'll appreciate this. He like when he tells the story of the house that he purchased, he's like, it's perfect. It's on a hill. The top window where the bedroom is has a closet. I can snipe right from there. The whole house is
said hill and window. I was like, yes.
Yeah. You know, the backdrop is a mountain, so no one can get behind us.
Careful, Jason's gonna look like the South Park thing in his computer room over there in a few minutes. You keep talking like that.
Oh,
Randy Marsh. Is that,
yeah.
Oh, too funny. So here's the cool stuff, right? This is how to handle a hack if you get hacked. Okay. And this is also the things that I'm going to say. There are ways that you can actually fix your page. You know, if you have an ad issue or if you need to get a hold of Facebook, I'm going to tell you how. And don't abuse this, people. Like, don't message Facebook just to chit-chat with them because they'll remove this feature. Little tidbit, I messaged this stuff every day for like 45 days straight. They removed the feature from my page for like four days.
Oh, so shit.
They're like, screw this guy. He's trying to call us every day.
They pressed the fuck you button on you.
Yeah, you got banned. You got banned from being able to talk to them.
Yep.
And you legitimately had a fucking problem.
Damn. Well, they don't care, man. They don't care. And that's the problem. They know that this app is so valuable in what it can produce for you that screw you. This is our customer service.
Yeah.
I really hope that the whole Zuckerberg and fucking Musk fight really happens. Because I want to see Musk whoop that bitch's ass.
I wish it'd be entertaining to watch either way, but if you get hacked, immediately report it. So the emails that they send you have links that you can click that say this wasn't me. Mm-hmm. When you report it, pause for a second. Don't actually report and try to gain it back. Make a backup email first. And this is like this isn't intuitive at all. Nobody would go, I need to make a new email. So I reported it like six or seven times. Don't do that either. That's terrible. But I reported it several times and it never did anything until I made a new email and reported it. And then within an hour, I had a link to recover the account. I couldn't recover because they had put two-factor on it. And that's where I had to get the guy on Facebook to remove it. And I guess there's legalities to that. So that took like 2 weeks, but whatever. I think it's all bullshit anyway. But click the This Wasn't Me, go over there, submit to recover with a new email that's never been associated to Facebook. That's how you'll recover the account. submit only once. And the way this was described to me, I don't know if you guys noticed, but I'm a big guy. I like food. And somebody said to me, if you went to a restaurant, you ordered a food, like whatever it is, your favorite burger, whatever, and went back to the chef. The chef started cooking it. And you told the waitress to change the order. And she went back and changed the order. When she walked back out, you told the waitress again to change the order. And you kept doing that every 5 minutes. Do you think you'd ever get your food?
Yeah, no.
It works off a ticket system.
What are you giggling about for over there?
Dude, it's just hilarious that we're talking about this shit as fucking we getting spammed and linked in the comments.
Oh, I know. I keep blocking them so they go away.
It's not going to stop.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
I had to delete the post from my Facebook page.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go.
Retitle this whole thing.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I think we need. I think so. Jonathan shared it, and it's like the dirty H word.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. There you go. New
and
title.
I was like, yo, that's the new title. That's the new title, dude.
Hey, you'll go viral because of the comments, right? But no, you can't use the H. That's a dirty. It's a dirty word. All the bots. It's a terrible, terrible word.
Dude,
you got me all distracted, man.
I wonder if Wall Sanders clicked the link.
Well, I mean, and you know what's scary is there's a ton of people that fall for this stuff.
I fixed it.
Hopefully. Have you ever actually?
Well, I just retitled it to the dirty H word. Well,
hopefully that works.
I don't know if you can see it up in the top of your screen.
Not yet.
So I just changed it.
Mm-hmm. So, focus. Where am I? So submit only once, and then follow up like a psycho. I literally wrote that in all caps. Like follow up every day. First thing when you go to work is follow up with Facebook. And the way you do this is you reach out to Facebook in your business suite, right? So you go business suite. At the bottom left of business suite is a question mark. Click that question mark and then click contact support. It's going to pull up a menu over here. That menu is Russian roulette, right? There is a chance you'll talk to somebody via Messenger. There's also a chance you'll talk to somebody on the phone. Based off the selection you select, they're never going to give you the thing you want. It's always going to be fix your ads account, do this, do that. And it's never my account got hacked. I need to talk to somebody.
Right.
Like that's not a thing. So you have to lie. You click like this feature doesn't work. What feature? The entire fucking page.
Customer service.
And eventually, like you'll get to support. It usually takes 3 minutes from there. So that's the fastest way to get to Facebook is through there. And you'll if it goes to a message, you'll get support within 3 minutes and they'll message you. Now your goal after that is to confuse the person you're talking to through Messenger and just tell them everything that's going on all at once. So they're like, oh crap, I need to get on the phone. This is too much. And that's how you get them on the phone.
So do you kind of like tell it like a toddler trying to tell you a story? And
I said to the one guy, it was like, my ads account isn't working. And I, for some reason, I'm not an admin on my page. And then I sent them two files that were my business license and business reseller permit. I said, this is definitely my page. I don't know why I'm not an admin. I'm confused, but my ads still aren't working either. And he's like, well, so were you ever an admin on the page? I'm like, well, of course I was an admin on the page. Can't you see that on your end? And well, no, we can't see that. We're just the help desk, yada, yada, yada. So eventually it got to the point where we went back and forth so much. He was like, I just need to call you. I'm like, sweet.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Keep it down.
One more
thing. Keep it down.
Bless you.
Woo. So that's actually the day that I recovered the account. Okay. I think, you know, I did the Google Eyes. Please help me, sir. You get to actually put a voice to it. I actually do that in some of my videos. Excuse me, sir. Will you please get my Facebook back? And we actually think that we finally got somebody that, I touched them. And I don't mean that like in a naughty way. I mean, like, they were like, oh, this poor guy. Because the guys we even had in Facebook had messaged back and were like, good luck. You're probably not ever going to get this back. And if you do, it's going to be 90 days, 120 days. And those are the people that work in Facebook that we were talking to. So I think I finally, when I talked to that person on the phone, they were like, oh, we need to help this guy. Because within 2 hours, I had admin access to the page. So that's how you get a hold of them. And then and at that point, like, once you've gone through those steps, reach out to your connections. Like, if you know somebody that works in Facebook, that's when you fire a message to them. Say, hey, I started a help ticket. Here's the ticket number. Can you grease the wheel? Because that's all they really do. Unless they work in that department, they just fire over emails. Hey, what's the status on this? What's going on? And don't submit. Like I say, I can say this a million times. Don't do what I did and submit new food orders over and over and over again. It just confuses the process. And then once you recover, remove anyone from the account, and then go right to your security section, and then go back to chapter one on how to avoid this in the first place. There's always something that you missed. And this, like, we couldn't believe the second round because we put, I mean, rolling codes every 60 seconds. I don't know who else. Maybe I'm just old. But I was like, look at me. I'm like 007. I need the six-digit code to get my Facebooks.
Yeah.
I thought, like, there's no way anybody's getting in at that point. We still got hacked.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So where are you at now as far as, like, your account status, like everything that's going on as far as business and everything, where are you at now?
We are, so proudly I can say we're stronger than we were before because we went through hardship. And that's the biggest takeaway that I take away from anything I ever go through is we adapted, we overcame. Our SEO is way better now. We're redoing our website. Our Google ads are firing great. I have the Facebook account back. I have the ads account back. I can't run ads yet. I ran ads for 4 days and we literally were discussing like a new strategy because I was like, I don't want to rely on it. I just want it to be exposure ads. So let's do this, 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 and this. And then that day I got hacked a second time and the account, because when you run too many fraudulent transactions on account, they block it. They restrict that account.
Yeah.
So they kept adding new accounts after they get restricted. So I have 9 accounts that are restricted on my name and the one account that worked disappeared.
So I logged back. Are you meta verified?
So funny story. 2 weeks before all this happened, I got meta verified.
Careful, Jason.
Yeah. Again, I'm not going to go into conspiracy, but I gave them quite a bit of information when I did that. And then all of a sudden I'm hacked after being verified. And then after getting all this done, I paid for 2 months for the meta verification, right? So you know, $14.99 a month. After recovering everything, Facebook sent me a notification, was like, you should request a refund for your meta verification. I was like, is that just a slap in the face joke? Like, I agree. So now I'm not. I have to re-verify if I want to, but I don't see the value in it now. I got hacked twice while being verified. It was silly.
Wow. Let's do our last commercial break and then we'll come back and do some more, I don't know, whatever.
Close
we'll
out. Figure
something out. Yeah, we'll be right back. Fiber has every pad you would need, including tire pads, towels, got them, windows, wheels, interiors, paint, the all new men on a stick for hitting taller vehicles, or the new bug sponge for fronts. And then we have the Dragon Wash Sponge Mitt. It's perfect for the two bucket system, glides on the cars, easy, soft on the paint. Hey, don't forget, go watch us on YouTube, check out our channel. And in the barrel blade, it's perfect for getting in between those tight wheels, calipers. We also have the Dreadknot. It's the staple of all auto fiber towels. If you're not using it to dry, you're missing out. And in the new wheel paw for getting those faces, getting in between folks, getting the lug nuts, all those hard to reach places. So go to autofiber.com. Make sure to use the code DSP at checkout.
Hey everybody, Rennie Doyle here, founder of the Detail Mafia and Detailing Success. You know, I love quotes and this is one of my favorites. It's not enough to do your best. You must know what to do, then do your best. There's a lot more to detailing than just making paint shiny. To be successful, you need to be a well-rounded detailer, and most importantly, an entrepreneur. At Detailing Success, I really take pride in that we will not only teach you the highest level detailing skills you need, but we will mentor and coach you to be a profitable business owner. Our advanced 5-day training is held monthly at my hometown, in the beautiful town, I may say, of Big Bear Lake, California. If you want to learn more, email me directly at rennie@detailingsuccess.com or visit detailingsuccess.com and ask about our special offer for our podcast listeners. Happy detailing, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time.
So I did have a question. That's what I was stalling out for, Jason. I'm just trying to think of what I was going to say. Was there ever a thought of, like, you know, just kind of, you know, fuck it, shut that one down. We'll go start Dirty to Dreamy 2 Facebook page or something like that and try to, you know, I mean, obviously, if you're, I think your people would, you know, if they knew that you're, if your followers knew you were hacked, they would probably have seen the new page and migrated over and like maybe you could have just rebuilt. Was there ever any thought of doing that or were you just like, nope, I want my shit back?
So a little bit of both. I was, nope, I want my shit back every day. But I did start a second page and I started posting on it. It's ironic because that the day that I did that, I actually recovered the original page. We ended up, we had 273 followers when I shut down the second page. And that was within like 4 hours of starting the page. So, but it's, you're not going to gain that momentum as fast when you, and again, not a brag, there's way bigger pages out there, but we're at, when we got hacked, I think we're at 185,000 followers and 7.4 million views a month. So you drop a reel and it goes nuts. Whereas you start a new page, you drop a reel, you get 22 views and you're like,
yeah,
there's totally a chemical facet to this, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and I post and a post goes viral, it's high. It's definitely high.
Yeah.
You have to be careful right. about how much you play into that. And that was part of it, you know, like being hacked and not being able to get that fix. I learned I need to separate. I deleted apps off my phone. I stopped doing things after like 6, 7 p.m. because I was clicking those emails over and over again, just waiting to get my fix again. It was right. like losing a drug.
Yeah, Jason's kind of you know, put me on as, you know, the fact that I am a numbers guy with the podcast and I do, you know, try to always, you know, kind of the same thing, like, oh shit, this episode is doing really good compared to maybe the last one or whatever. And I've kind of pulled back a little bit now. Like there's sometimes I'll go 3 or 4 days without even looking at the app to see where the episodes are, where our numbers are or whatever. Just because it, you know, I look at it as you know, a watch pot never boils. Right. And so like, if I look at it, you know, and we're sitting at, you know, 90 downloads. And then an hour later, I look at it and we're at 92 and I'm like, well, shit, we only had 2 in an hour, you know, but if I wait a couple of days, like I haven't looked at the one that we did last week with Parker Lee, the kid, and I haven't looked at it. The last time I looked at it was like, I think 2 or 3 days ago, and it was at like 90 something listens. Or wait, we're on Wednesday. So it was Monday. I looked at it Monday because it came out Sunday. I always look at it Monday night, and it was at like 96 downloads. I was like, well, not bad, almost 100 for a day. And then I looked at it today and it's like pushing 160. And I was like, oh shit, that was a nice little, you know, jump up since Monday. So yeah, I mean, I've tried to start to stop looking as much now. And, you know, Jason always kind of calls me out as, you know, the guy that's always looking at the numbers and everything. So I totally get it, because you do kind of get that high when you see the numbers, you know, kind of jump up and jump up and jump up. You know, it's like, okay, cool, we're doing something. You know, the people love us.
I did a post one day because I have a goal to do 5 posts a day most days.
Okay.
I'm taking a break, and that's 5 posts across all platforms, so it's like 30 posts a day. And I walked out of the back of my shop and was like, crap, I haven't done a post today. And on TikTok, they'll do suggestions. They'll do like a make a video on XYZ. And I looked at it and was like, make a video on the shortest job you ever had. And I had a great story for that. I was at a job for 4 hours because the guy wanted me to screw up a customer. And I refused to do that. And I actually told the customer in front of him what he wanted me to do and said, you should take your keys and leave. And then the guy tried to pay me out of his cash register. He's like, bro, you need that more than I do. And I truly needed the money at the time because I'd walked out of Firestone and got this job down the street 2 weeks later. And that post went viral. I woke up in the morning and had over 6 million views.
Wow.
The news had taken it. There was over 20 online networks that shared it and made news articles on it. And I had a ton of emails and messages in my inbox of people saying, hey, dude, you're on the news. And I was like, for a post about quitting a job, like, what? Like, and it's the ones that you don't watch. It's
yeah.
totally the boiling pot. So I'll post and I'll put my phone in my office or, you know, not look at it until the next day because I don't want to spoil that magic. There's magic in
it. Right. Yeah. Well, that's like Jason, wasn't it? Josh Brofman did like,
he did a reflection video. That shit hit. Yeah. Over he did a million.
Reflection video and it like shot over a million. And then like, you know, he tries to like, and it was just, he said he was just goofing off. Yep. Like he wasn't even trying, you know, but, and then like all the videos that he tries to do, you know, something cool and transitions and everything, get nothing, mm-hmm. you know, or average or whatever. So yeah, sometimes it is those odd ones that just surprise you.
Yeah.
You know?
I did a same scenario. It was the end of the day and I was like, crap, I haven't made a video. I ran over to a wheel that I thought was a black wheel. I didn't even know it was uh-huh. a white wheel. And I made a video and TikTok's really great because you can just click and you can make it in TikTok. So yeah. you just need to crap out a post. You can do it pretty easily. So I ran over the wheel and I was like, we use this cleaner. And I pumped the cleaner. And as I did, it was like, on the video. And I just like entertained myself because I was having a good day. That's the only reason why I was doing that. And I same thing. Like I got home, was like 350,000 views. Like, how does this work? And then that was my first video that reached over a million on TikTok. And like, I've tried to duplicate it several times. You can't. There's no script.
Yeah.
It has to be you enjoying what you're doing and producing a quality piece of content.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, Jonathan, I'm glad that you've recovered. I'm glad that it didn't completely destroy you, first of all, you know. Thank you for coming on and you know, talking about it and hopefully helping everybody else, you know, for our listeners to kind of understand this conversation. The way this happened was I wanted to have you come on for a Q&A because I've always been a fan and a follower of you, you know, way back since our IGL days, you know. And I've always been impressed with your story, you know, and so I really wanted to have you come on and do, you know, talk about your story. And, you know, I go on Facebook because I see you on TikTok all the time. You know, and I go on Facebook to try and message you. And I was like, whoa, did he delete his Facebook account? I was like, that's weird. This guy's like all over TikTok. Why would he delete his Facebook account or whatever? So I had to message you through TikTok. And then I was kind of like, well, I hope he, you know, realizes who I am on TikTok, you know, cause usually we will message on Facebook or whatever. So I was like, oh, I hope he sees this first of all. And then I hope he recognizes me. So thankfully you did. And you told me the story and I was talking with Jason about it and Jason's like, dude, let's make that a topic and get him on for that. So, this was a priority. I do want to still have you on to tell your story. We'll connect on that and have you come on another date or something like that. But yeah, thank you for doing this, man. I it's crazy to hear what you went through and you know, hopefully this helps people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the goal. That's why I jumped on the opportunity and I made an outline. Like, I'm not I think I'm smart, but I'm not that kind of smart man that makes outlines for things. But I was like, I want to get these points. Like, I want to make sure I show people how to message Facebook. That's
right.
Man, resume material, right? I got them on the phone.
Yeah.
So that's important stuff to share with other people, even if you're just struggling with Facebook.
You should put that on a t-shirt. You should be like, I got Facebook on the phone call.
Yes. That'd be funny.
So what's Derek saying? The Detail Solutions podcast.
That's another AI, bro. Yep. It's another spam.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Welcome to my world.
Derek Williams.
Yeah, well, let's go ahead and blocked him. So, yes, sir. So I don't have anything else other than thank you. And I want to make sure that you got all your points across before we let you go. So that's the other thing. So because you've gone through this, if somebody has this happen to them and they don't think to go back and listen to this episode, or maybe they do and they don't catch all the stuff you're saying, for anybody who would maybe want to reach out to you and, you know, get your help or, you know, have you point them in the right direction, what's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
Email. I'm steering away from Facebook Messenger because of this. Cause what if I get hacked again? Right.
Right.
So email me at Jonathan@dirtytodreamy.com. And that's dirty, the number two, dreamy.com.
Awesome. All right, sir. Well, we appreciate it. You go have a great, it's still early out there, isn't it? It's beginning of evening time for you. We'll talk soon, man. Cause like I said, I want to get you set up to come back on and tell your story. So thank you for doing this again, man.
Really appreciate it. My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, buddy. Bye. Wow. That's crazy, dude. That's all I got to say.
I got a lot to do this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, I give him a lot of credit because honestly, I think I would have just been like, fuck it, they can have that account and I'll just start
a new one. Yeah.
You know, but I get it. I mean, he was monetized. When you're getting that kind of views, it's a little different. My podcast or my Facebook, I don't even think it's anything.
Somebody wanted my Facebook, but like, yo, go ahead, dude. The most you're gonna get is some pictures, bro.
Yeah.
And I pay
them pills too while you're at it.
Yeah, dog. You know, you want to pay my bills?
Exactly. All right, buddy. Well, I know you got some mathin' to go do.
No, I don't. I'm done with math today. Fuck
okay,
math.
Well then good. Go do your job you were supposed to do so we have that for Friday night because we need to get that little cool thing thrown up on there.
Oh yeah.
I will.
Yeah. All right, everybody. We appreciate you for sticking through this, listening. Make sure to go like, share, subscribe, follow, hit the notification button, all that fun stuff. Leave us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to us. If you do have the time tomorrow, 12 noon Eastern time, 10 Central time, check me and Ms. Jennifer Turcotte out on the Road FS podcast. We're going to be hawking some Aquatech. I'm trying not to talk too much about it on this podcast, but I'm going to talk shit out of it on that one. So go listen to us there. And I guess that's it. I don't know. Anything else?
Yeah. Nope. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night, day, weekend, whatever you're listening to.
Have a good one.
Word to your mother.